Good morning. I just believe there's such a moment here for us, and I actually want to dive into a bit of the message now, and but I want to stay in this space. So you can find your seats slowly and sit on the floor if you want to, and ask Ray to keep on playing. So just, I need to give some background, just quick background of myself. Otherwise, the visitors might think, who's this guy? So, my name is Richard. I'm part of the eldership team here. And I am married to an elder. She's there at the back. Hello, babes. I've got a daughter. And once, long ago, I was... I didn't know Jesus. I was unsaved. But today I can stand here and say that I know Jesus. And but there was these moments. And even now, as we were singing, the one song, the one verse in the song, it says, soon we will be coming home. And then like that song we just sang, it's, I see your face, you're beautiful. And these songs, it's quite hectic if you think about what you're singing. Soon you will be coming home. Now for some that's great news, but maybe for some it's not at the moment. But today can be a moment. Now can be a moment. Maybe you can sing. With your heart, you can sing. I see your face, you're beautiful. But maybe you can't sing that at the moment. So, to give you some background, when I was unsaved, I come from a place where I used to do a lot of drugs. I used to be a runner for drug people, so we transport drugs and money all over the place. And we had this code we used to use, and as soon as we use this code or this code comes into working, then it will immobilize different actions. Let's say here in Wellington Paul, which releases robots. When I'm talking about a robot, I'm talking about, for instance, like a robot, Roy, Geel, and Groen. Not those robots. And so these robots, we would call them, it's people, normally youngish people, or maybe older people, and they will be deployed to certain areas in streets. And then when you drive, there will be signs. Should you take the left now, or rather go past and take the next left until you find your destination? So there will be a guide on the way to get to your destination. And so that's the one. So that I just want to park that there. Now, with this message, I believe was stirred. Just where this message was stirred was about three Sundays ago. We had an encounter. I had an encounter here in front with the Lord. We were singing a song, and just about the gospel is good news to this heart. And then last Sunday, Derek was preaching, and he said the following. And I think he said it like this. He said, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? do you believe? Sometimes it's easy to, you know, one thing I normally say is, yeah, I'll say yes, amen, hallelujah. I believe if I ask the question, do you believe, I will get a yes and an amen and a hallelujah out of this crowd. Amen? You see, it's easy. But the thing is, when you walk out of that door, can you say yes, hallelujah and amen when you are faced, when you are alone? When you are there alone, maybe struggling, walking in your life, you need to make these decisions. Do you still then believe? So, if you want to call it the title of this message, I call it the 2-3-2-1 gospel. This is my code. 2-3-2-1. So this is, like I mentioned, Nana, we have these codes that deploy some stuff and so on. So I have this code that helps me, not just here in the building, but when I'm outside there, when I'm by myself, when I'm there stuck in a situation, and sometimes the unbelief wants to creep in. And this brings me back to believing. So this code will not work on any gates or bank accounts. So it doesn't, yeah. So the two is for, there's two stories. The three is for, there's three truths. The next two is for, there's two destinations. And the one is, there's one choice. Two stories, three truths, two destinations, one choice. What I'm going to do this morning, I'm going to go through them. And as I go through them, I can apply this to my life, in my situations, where I come from. But as you're sitting there, I want to encourage you to apply it to your life, because maybe you have not been through drugs or whatever, you've went through other things, and that's your story. So let me read out some scripture, because this is always good. So I'm just going to read it. You don't have to put it on the board. It's in John 14. Jesus confronts his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Then Jesus, the way to the Father. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe? Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things, because I'm going to the Father. So this message, I want to take verse 6. It says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except through me. You'll see there on each one of, on each chair, I hope it's still there, but I printed out a card with this verse. And you can keep it if you want to. So normally when I was in rehab, I read or learned to read scripture. We would write it down. And I was a guy, my hands were always in my pocket. So I would take a piece of paper and I would write the scripture on and put it in my pocket. And then when I put my hand in, it's a piece of paper. Oh, it's a scripture. And then I would read it. And then I remember it. So let's start with a code. So there's two stories. The first one is my story, where I was lost. I was on my own way. I thought I was living, but meantime I was on my way to death. So that's one. The other one is Jesus' story. So this is the two stories. My story and then Jesus' story. So God created mankind, as you know. I hope you believe that. And but sin entered the world through disobedience. But because God loves us so much, He sent His Son to die on the cross for us so that we can reunite with God. So that we can have freedom, peace, and real life. So that's the two. Then we go to the three truths. The one is Jesus is the way. He's not one of many ways. He is the only way to God. You can't break in or sneak in or force or work your way into heaven. There's only one gate, and that is Jesus. Trying to climb in through another way, through religion, rituals, or efforts won't work. You can't earn your way in. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. Good works, clean living, or being a good person, it won't get you into heaven. Salvation is a gift, it's not a paycheck. You can't inherit your way into heaven. Oh, because my mother and my father is Christians, and so of course I'm automatically a Christian. No. There's not like a family passport that you can get in. It's you by yourself. You will stand there one day. You must personally receive and follow Jesus. Only one way gets you in. He says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. The question is, are you on the right road? Are you still on the right road? Then, next point, Jesus said, He is the truth. And truth is a person, it's not just an idea. He said, I am. Truth isn't just facts or theology. It is Jesus Himself. You don't just learn the truth. You encounter Him. Truth is relational, not just informational. Truth exposes and frees. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus reveals lies to us. Maybe you're sitting here and you're believing lies. Maybe you've never heard the truth. Conviction is a gift because it leads to real freedom. His truth sets us free from guilt, shame, addiction, fear. Truth doesn't change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Cultures will shift and change. Opinions change from this person to that person. Jesus, I bless Allah. He's the solid rock on which you can build. And Jesus is the life. Without Him, you're just surviving here. With Him, you come alive. Without Him, you're just surviving. With Him, you come alive. You are dead in your transgressions and sin. Being alive physically doesn't mean you're alive spiritually. Sin kills joy, peace, and purpose. And ultimately leads to eternal death. Jesus brings resurrection life. Jesus gives life to the full. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Life with Jesus isn't just survival. It's an overflowing, abundant life. He restores your joy, heals your heart, and gives real meaning. Only Jesus will satisfy you. Are you really alive? Are you really alive? Or just breathing through an empty life? The next point is so we've done the 2, 3, and now we're doing the next two. There's two destinations. There are only two outcomes. This is the truth. One road leads to life. One road leads to death. One road leads to life, and the other leads to death. What road are you really on? I've set before you life and death. Now choose life. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life. And the last point, the one in the code, is my encouragement to us all to choose life. There we are facing your day-to-day things. Choose life. He saved me, He can save you. This invitation is not to try harder, not to clean yourself up, but to receive the gift of salvation and follow Jesus. Choose life. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes we forget these things. Sometimes we're just building our own lives. We're building our own businesses. We're building our families. Ek moet versekering kry. Like if you spend some time with me, ek hou nie van versekering betaal nie. But I do have it. I know it's good. Meer is 'n fonds. So, and the one part of me, I'm like, I'll sell everything. I don't care about this world. I don't want to be attached to it. But I'm still in the world, and I know these things are good. I've got some good mentors that encourages me. But my hope is not in my medical funds or in my insurance. I'm not building that way. Yes, that assists, but that's not where my hope is. That's not where we are. That's it. You're not here to live a good life and secure yourself so that eendag kan jy aftree. And then what then? There's two destinations. Choose life. So that is the 2321 code I use when I sometimes forget, or sometimes when I get busy with life. I remember the two stories. I remember who I was, who I am. Because of his story, I have a story. I remember the three truths. He is the way, the truth, the life. I remember there's only two destinations. And when I face these questions, I hope and I trust that I will always choose life. And that each one of us will choose life. Hallelujah. So maybe we can just close our eyes and pray for us. As Derek said, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? And if your answer is yes, I ask myself the question, what do you believe? I believe this 2321. I believe the gospel. I believe in Jesus. Or maybe you are sitting here and you don't believe. I want to encourage you to choose life. There's no other way. So Father, I pray that we will be able not just to shout yes and amen and hallelujah in this room, but also outside when we are alone. When we are facing difficult challenges, we are going through problems or issues, when it just becomes all about ourselves, I pray that our yes will be for you. Our amen will be for you.